Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Humphrey. And Issues Concerning Women is on every Thursday night at 8:30. We are so excited to be on the air. We hope that you enjoy the show. Please send all your questions to me by email, and that email address is CIMEDESIGN@AOL.com. Let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women before we get started on our topic tonight. I am the director of Issues Concerning Women, and our primary goal is to empower women and their families to give them information to help them through whatever issues they're going through. And not all issues are bad. So don't think this is just going to be a show about just all the bad things. We talk about good things and happy things and moving on with our lives, building our careers, starting our own businesses. But primarily, we're here to empower you. We would love to hear from you and let us know how you enjoy the show. I thank all those who have been emailing me, and I'm going to do some collaborations with some of the other hosts on Blog Talk. So we're very, very excited about what's happening in 2010. We are women on the move. It's no stopping us now. We're excited and ready to go. Issues Concerning Women was started over 3 years ago to promote and educate women's issues. And women have different things that they're going through. Women are a lot of times the head of the family. Women are doing their careers plus having a family. Women are raising their children, so we can't have it all. We just need to find that true balance, and that seems to be the hard thing to do. Issues Concerning Women is a consulting and empowerment program. I'm a business agent for change. I'm all about finding out what's new, how I can help somebody, and make a difference in your life. Because guess what? That's what makes me happy. Tonight, our topic is going to be procrastination. And I know we're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it myself. But, you know, we have to learn how to conquer our fears, learn the things that keep us from doing what we want to do, and then we can move forward. Until we identify our problems, we don't do anything to change them. We just keep doing the same things over and over and over again. I was actually at a seminar on last Saturday, and it was for women from the homeless shelter. And about 10 women came to the program. And I'm going to tell you, it is very inspiring to see these women because for whatever reason they were homeless, they were there to make a difference in their lives. They knew they had to do something different than what they had been doing or nothing was going to change. So I was very excited to be a part of that program, and it actually was sort of a job fair and teaching them how to do interview, how to talk to a prospective employer, and also talking about starting their own businesses. So the wonderful thing for me with these women were they did not have to come. This was a volunteer program, but they wanted to come because they wanted to learn. They were tired of doing what? Procrastinating. Tired of making excuses for the reasons why they weren't moving forward in their lives. And I told them, with this economy that we're in, it is so many women in their same situation. We just happened to be in front of 10 of them on Saturday, but there are so many women and so many men and so many families that are in the same situation that they're in. They just don't know it because people primarily seem to keep to themselves. And unless they're in your family or in your circle, you don't know who's going through what. You still look at people and you prejudge and you make accusations about them, and you don't know anything about them. You don't know what they're going through at this particular point in their lives. This is a different economy. I've never seen anything like this before. I've been around for quite some time. I've been around the block a time or two, as they say, you know, and I've just never seen it like this. But the hope for tomorrow is that we will move forward instead of looking backward. We can't go ahead if we're always driving and looking through the rearview mirror. You know, I was driving down the street, and I was telling this lady this on Saturday, that in front of me was a car, and I think it was PT Cruiser, and it had a very wide back window. And on the car were these clouds, and the formation of the clouds, not the actual clouds themselves, but the form of the clouds. And I was like, what is that on the back of their window? So I didn't know if they had painted something on the back of the window or was just a reflection. And actually, as I continued to drive, and I happened to look back, and I saw the same reflection in my rearview mirror, so that I knew that it was a reflection from the sky. But it made me chuckle because, you know, I can't drive looking backward. So it makes me think about how we must move forward, and the things that I used to see that were behind me, I can no longer see, but I have to look forward to the future and know that there's hope and there's prosperity and those that get up and do something. You know, so many times we hear people say, you know, I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for the right time when the kids are older. I'm waiting until my husband finishes whatever his career goals are. I'm waiting, and, you know, and you keep saying, I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. But what are you waiting for? Nothing's going to happen if you don't make some changes. You have to take some action. And the one I love the most is, I'm waiting on the Lord. Now, everybody knows I love the Lord, but you're waiting on the Lord to do what? The Lord is waiting on you. You have to take some action. I know we're believers, and we know the things that can be done, but we need to do some things too. It's not just on the Lord. It's on us to move forward, to make some changes, to go out and do the things that we want to do, to go back to school. Nothing can stop us now. This is a perfect time to start a business. I know the economy is bad, but don't be afraid. Even if you have to do it part-time, stop procrastinating. Find out what you want to do, and you do it. Do what makes you happy. So let's talk about procrastination. So, you know, you might want to take a few notes, and I love when we do that, because when I talk to the people that call me, and they actually can remember what I said, and they take a note, I'm so excited. So procrastination. There are many reasons for procrastination. We may feel that the task is mundane, and so we always find something more interesting to do. We are all guilty of this type of procrastination. If the task is important to us, then our reasons for procrastinating becomes more complex. It is usually because of one or more of the following reasons. Number one, we procrastinate out of fear. And our biggest fear is the fear of rejection. Number two, we procrastinate out of the fear of failure. And number three, we procrastinate because we're not feeling worthy or deserving. Wow. Just think about that. If you're afraid to do something, you have to learn to conquer that fear. But first, you have to change your mind. You have to know in your mind that this is something I'm afraid of, but I can do it. And the perfect example of somebody who's afraid of heights. If you go to New York City, you know they have the tall buildings, and you have to ride the elevator up. They are so fearful, and I know several people that are this way, that they won't even ride the elevator all the way up because they're afraid, not because they're in the elevator, but because of how far up they're going to be. And they have actually no control over what floor the elevator is going to stop on. So if they get in the elevator and they are going, let's say, to the Empire State Building, and they're going to ride all the way up to the top, but they're so afraid because they have that fear of heights that they will never get on the elevator, one, because of that fear. And number two, even if they did get on it, they wouldn't make it to the top floor because their mind would be constantly telling them, do you know how far you're going? Do you know what you're doing? Think about that. So to conquer our fears, what they must do, they must learn how to tell themselves, I'm going to be okay, no matter if I get in this elevator or not. So they may try one day and they can't get in the elevator. And then if they keep on saying, I'm going to overcome my fear of getting in the elevator and riding to the top of the Empire State Building, eventually they may be able to do that. Now, everybody's not going to conquer the fear on the first time or the second time. But we just have to know that there is a way out for us, even when we have that fear. We talked about the fear of rejection. That means if I want to start my business and I go to somebody that I know and I tell them my plan, and they say, girl, you must be out of your mind. Have you lost your mind? You know, you just need to get a job. You know, we need to stop telling people what they need to do. We need to let people decide for themselves what they want to do. And stop going to people who you know are going to reject your ideas in the first place. That's our first problem. We go right to the source that's going to reject us or tell us no. Just like if you had to go to the bank and you knew you needed to ask for money, most people won't go to the bank because they know, one, that the bank's not going to loan them any money unless they have some collateral. So they have that fear. But if you never try, you'll never know. So you have to conquer our fears by taking some kind of action. Now, even if you do get rejected, it's okay. Rejection is okay. It doesn't mean no. It just means if there is a delay. So think about that. Rejection doesn't mean no. It just means a delay. The other fear was the fear of failure. If we try something and it does not work, they already told you were crazy for thinking about starting a business. You just need to get a job. Two, you're asking the wrong people to give you a positive thought when they never have had one in the first place. They never like anything that you do or anybody else does, so why are you asking them? And three, if you do have that fear of failure, you're never going to know whether you will fail or not because you're never going to try to do anything. So we have to overcome these things. Again, how do we overcome them? By action, by taking another step, by writing out, I'm afraid to do this, but this is what I really want to do. So this, at least you have it down on paper and you can read it. Now what do you have to do? Okay, I'm afraid I'm going to fail, but I want to try it. Then find you somebody to help you succeed in what you want to do. Find a mentor. Find somebody who's in the same business that you want to be in. Talk to people. Do research. Learn all about the business. If you learn your business, 9 times out of 10, you will not fail if you know what you're doing. A lot of times we fail not just because we're afraid, because we did not go to the next step, to the next level, to find out all that we could about the business that we wanted to start. And we talked about number three, we're not worthy or deserving. And the only way I can describe that to you is a person that has low self-esteem or not enough confidence in themselves to think that they could go out and start a business or even apply for that wonderful job that they wanted because they don't think they have enough qualifications. But guess what? Doors are open all the time if you go knocking on those doors. Nothing is going to happen if you don't go out and try to overcome your fear, talk about what you want to do, and knock on those doors. You will be surprised at what doors are going to open for you. The price to pay for procrastination is if the task is a mundane one, then if you keep procrastinating, you may start to feel guilty. You may not accept invitations to go out and enjoy yourself because you know that you really should. For instance, if you were a painter and you're not painting anything, what are you doing? You're procrastinating. Is this how you make your money? So nothing's going to happen if you don't do anything. And if you're thinking of all tasks as mundane, then how in the world are you going to ever overcome any of those fears? How are you going to get to the kind of artist that you want to be and the painter that you want to be if you don't ever do any painting. Think about that for a minute. What is it that you really want to do, and why aren't you doing it? What is keeping you from doing it? And write it down on a piece of paper. Why you can't start doing that today? What is holding you back? Do you think you don't deserve to be a great artist or a great painter? You think people are going to talk about you? You think you don't want to do the hard stuff? You just want it to come easy? Well, guess what? Nothing comes easy. Everything comes from hard work and perseverance. And you have to be the one that can do it. Nobody else can do it for you. We procrastinate when we decide to quit before we ever get started. Why? Because quitting is the easy way out. Quitting before you ever get started is a poor excuse. You didn't even do anything. So while you're throwing in the towel and you didn't even do anything, you didn't even get in the ring. You didn't even get suited up. You didn't even get dressed to get started. So you're just going to quit before you even try. And that is just so sad. At least try. And even if you fail, don't count it as failure. Count it as a learning experience. Count it as a stepping stone. And I know this is hard for some people, and especially the failure part, when we're thinking about businesses and building our empires and going to the next level in our careers. We don't want to be rejected. We don't want to fail. And we don't want to think that we're greater than we are, that when we think about we're less deserving, well, I don't really deserve that raise. Yes, you do. I don't really deserve the corner office. Yes, you do. You deserve everything that is ordained for you. You just have to want it bad enough and stop procrastinating and go after what you want. When we procrastinate, guess what happens? Our self-worth will suffer. Our stress levels are high. We get headaches all the time. And think about when we procrastinate, what are we doing? Are we really fulfilling our dreams and our hopes and our passions? Are we letting others down who depended on us, who were looking up to us? And no, we shouldn't be trying to please man, but we should be trying to please ourselves and walking in whatever has been ordained for our lives. And we can't do that if we don't do anything, if we don't take any kind of action. When we're procrastinating, you may have someone who keeps asking you and telling you to complete something. You know, for the ladies, it may be your husband. He may be saying, "Hun, you know, come on. You said you want to be an interior designer. You went to school for 2.5 years. When are you going to finish your degree? When are you going to start this business in interior design? You're always looking at HGTV, and you always have these wonderful ideas. When are you going to do that?" Procrastination just lets your husband know that you're probably not in the right mindset to move forward. Maybe there's something blocking you at this particular time, so you need to talk to him about it or talk to your friends about it. You know, what is keeping me from taking on that other year and a half so that I can get my degree, or 2 years if it takes you that long, to get your degree in interior design so that you can start that wonderful business? If you have large tasks to do, then you will live unfulfilled dreams and goals if you never take any action, if you never do anything. I am just so excited today to be on the air, and I know we're talking about procrastination, and the reason why I chose that topic today, I received a phone call this morning about a young lady that was an acquaintance of mine, and I've seen her many times at conferences and at church and different functions, and she was in her 30s, and she was a teacher, and she taught the fourth grade, and she loved teaching her students. Well, her job had been changed for the upcoming season, this coming fall. They changed her job from being a regular fourth grade teacher to being a teacher that would help with the special needs students. Now, normally in the special needs students, classrooms. They are in smaller classrooms. There's a smaller number of children, and they're usually in the outside portable classrooms. You know, and this young lady, she loved teaching, and she loved checking the homework, and she loved getting on the floor with the crayons and the pencils with her students. She loved the interaction with her kids. And I talked to one of her mentors this morning, and she said she had encouraged her to take the job, you know, because it would be actually an advancement for her, you know. It would be a career change for her. And she encouraged her, with this economy, you don't want to quit the job, you know, and then maybe if you go ahead and take the job, maybe you can go back and teach the fourth grade the following year. Well, to make a long story short, she had decided that she would go ahead and take the new position. And she talked to her mom last week, on last Thursday, I believe, and she told her mom, well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go see, you know, what they're offering me. I'm going to have a positive attitude, and I'm going to see what I can do, you know, about this new position, and I'm going to go ahead and take it. And the last thing that she said to her mom, because she was on her way to bed, they were getting ready for bed, and she said, Mom, I just want to be happy. So the next morning, and her mom, they live together. Her mom got up and looking for her, and her car was still in the garage. So she's like, she's going to be late for work. So she went in her room, and her bed was all made. So she figured she was in the bathroom. So she taps on the door, and she doesn't answer the door. So her mom opens the door. Her daughter was sitting still in the bathroom where she had been sitting all night, and she had had a massive heart attack and died. You know, this really upset me this morning. It really touched my heart because the last thing that she said is that I want to be happy. And that's kind of what I want to leave you guys with tonight. We have to stop procrastinating. We have to move forward and do the things that make us happy. And if we're not sure what that is, then we need to find out. And counselors and consultants and coaches and life coaches, we need to stop telling people what they need to do. Our job is to find out what makes them happy and help them reach their goals. So many times we hear that what I'm doing is not making me happy, but we don't try to discourage them. We don't try to tell them it's okay that they're unhappy. We just try to do our jobs as counselors and coaches and mentors and do the feel-good speech. You know, if you do this, then you can do that. But try to find out what makes that person happy, and how do we do that? We do that by asking questions. We do that by assigning them different programs to do. We do that by talking with them and having them tell us what they want to do. You know, I've been a counselor for so many years, and I know I'm guilty of it myself, of trying to talk somebody through something, but sometimes not always listening to what they're saying. I'm thinking of it, well, maybe they could make more money if they did this. And they're saying, you know, like this young lady, Mom, I would just be happy just being the teacher of those 35 kids versus being a teacher in a small, cramped-up classroom with four kids that are already having issues. Not that she didn't want to help the kids, because she loves kids. That's not what she was saying. She was saying, I'm gonna take the job, and I'm gonna do it because my mom, you know, she suggested that I do that, and my mentor thought it would be a good idea. But what about what was gonna make her happy? You know, so that, and I know this is not a happy topic, but it just makes you think about where you are in your life. What makes you happy? What puts that smile on your face? What do you want to do that nobody else probably would even understand that you want to do it? We see these stories all the time where people are in corporate America. They're making multi-million dollars, The perfect example of the cupcake ladies in D.C. They're corporate America. They quit their jobs and they open a cupcake shop. They don't know anything about cupcakes, but they just knew that these were two friends, that this would make them happy, and that's what they wanted to do. And now they're a successful business in D.C. So what makes you happy? Stop procrastinating. Stop letting other people tell you what you need to do. Stop having all those fears and worries, and you're stressing yourself out. Do what makes you happy. So all day today, I kept thinking about all the things that I wanted to do. Most of them I've already done. I have been so blessed with the gifts and the talents that God has given me. And I know that when I get to the pearly gates, I'm going to be able to say, Lord, thank you for my gifts. And I want him to say back to me, well done, my good and faithful servant, because everything that he gives me, I take it on, whether it's a challenge or not. I take it on when I'm afraid. But I want to let you know that happiness is something that we can have. There are plenty of happy people in the world, but there are so many unhappy people. The topic tonight was procrastination, and I hope that you learned a little bit about things not to do. And the end result is to find what makes you happy. Go forward and do the things that you want to do, even if nobody understands what you're doing. As long as it's something that is going to be healthy for you, healthy for your environment, healthy for your family, then go for it. If you need to talk to somebody, you can give me a call at 757-567-6734. I'm more than happy to speak with you. Or if you have a question for me, you can email me at cinedesign@aol.com. Send me your questions. And you can also post questions on blogtalkradio.com/ICW, and that's for issues concerning women. So there are plenty of ways to contact me. What we want to do, and we're going to end on this, is we talked about the procrastination, and then we talked about the happiness. And how do we do that? We do it by any means necessary. We get motivated from this day forward, and you're probably saying, how do I motivate myself? How will this help me? You know, if I don't have any motivation, if my self-esteem is low, if I'm going through so much and I feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulders, you need to first get your journal and start writing things down. And once you write them down, we talk about this all the time in our classrooms, in our seminars, in our workshops. We talk about writing things down because as long as they're in your head, they're just thoughts. But once you put them on paper, they become action. And guess what? When you start taking action, you're able to move forward and to figure out what it is that you really want to do. Get motivated. You know, forget about the fear that you're going through. Think about the pleasure that you're going to have. Think about your happiness. Make your list of the things that make you happy. You may not get through all of them today, but if you just start with just the pencil and the paper and just write it down, you'll be so, so excited about the divine things that are going to happen to you. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. We're on every Thursday night at 8:30. I am just so pleased that you tuned in to listen to the show. I hope that it brought you just a little bit of happiness tonight. And whatever you do, just move forward. Be happy. If you need help, you know where to find me. I look forward to speaking with you next week. Have a blessed and safe week. Thank you.